Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Alright, that was Lee Ratch Perry with Return of the Super Ape. You guys are listening to the Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. You guys are listening to actually the special Tim Indiana Casket Murray versus myself special edition. We will have Tim Murray coming up pretty soon. Number to call in, as always, 805-856-2808. I got a few things on the agenda tonight. We've got some Two Bob Crew. Looks like we also got some Broken Bells. Babe Ruth is going to make an appearance tonight as well. Many, many other things going on. So what better way to get going than to just get rolling? I think our next track, we're going to go into Broken Bells. Bands you guys may or may not have heard of. We'll get more into that here momentarily, but this is a track called Your Head Is on Fire, and yeah, we'll be right back. Broken Bells with Your Head Is on Fire, actually lead singer of The Shins, Albuquerque band, as well as Danger Mouse, who's worked with artists like Gnarled Sparkly, who will be on the program later on this evening. I think coming up next, we're going to check and see if I have Mr. Tim Indiana Casket Murray on the line with me. I do have a couple callers, and I believe this may be him, area code 219. We're going to check and find out. Area code 219, is that you, Tim Murray?
Yes.
Hello.
I enjoy how you opened the I enjoy how you open the show with Lee Scratch Perry.
Oh, you like you're a fan, are you?
I am a fan of Mr. Perry. Yes, enjoy, you know, Max Romeo, Delroy Wilson, the Heptones,
the
those
Heptones.
Kind of cats.
Yeah.
And I thank you for opening the show with Mr. Perry. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I thought it was rather apropos. So.
Yeah.
For everybody that doesn't know, Mr. Tim Murray is the host of Red Fez Radio, which just broadcast. I'm not sure what number of show are you guys on right now.
Oh, somewhere several dozen. We've been at it since I believe November of 2010. We're a couple dozen shows on our belt. We had John Ashbery on tonight as a guest. He was very cantankerous,
mm-hmm.
but we put up with him. And I'm happy to be here on the Draconian Underground Vampire Attack Squadron. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it is a battle of sorts, so... I think what we need to do is go ahead and let you present your case. Now, you sent me some tracks here from Corporal Robot Lips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Robot Lips is a very dear friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
I knew I was in for a battle tonight with you. I know that you spent a lot of very deep wax, if you will, and I was up for the challenge, Mr. Methro, and So I got a hold of my friend, Corporal Robot Lips, and these are the four tracks that he sent me, and I hope they can stand up against whatever you're going to face me with.
All right. Well, you did start it off on Red Fez Radio doing the countdown, so I think we'll just go ahead and transition into that from here.
Oh.
You do have four. What would you pick as number one, sir?
Number one, I mean, I would have to consult with Mr. Robot Lips about number one. I would like for you just to pick something at random, because I think all four could be listed as number one.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. We're going to go with Corporal Robot Lips. This is County Fair right here on the Draconia Vampire Tunnel. It's close to repairs. Yeah. And I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back with Tim Murray.
You can creep out late at night and find a fantastic banquet.
A fair is a veritable smorgasbord, smorgasbord, smorgasbord. After the crowds have ceased, each night when the lights go out, it can be found on the ground all around. Oh, what a rattly feast. Why, a fair has enough disgusting leftover food to satisfy a whole army of rats.
Is this true? Is this appetizing yarn of yours true? Well, I find
melon rinds and Fiesta hot dogs, cookie crumbs and rotten cotton candy, melted ice cream, mustard dribblings, moldy goodies everywhere.
Yes.
Lots of popcorn, apple cores, banana peels and soggy sandwiches, and gobs of gorgeous gumdaga. Well, at the fair.
Yes. I like high living, but you say tempt me.
It's true. Go to the fair, Templeton. You will find that it will surpass your wildest dreams.
You mean tin cans with particles of tuna fish sticking to them? Greasy paper bags stuffed with rotten eggs?
Yep. True.
That's enough. Don't tell me anymore. I'm going.
A fair is a veritable smorgasbord, smorgasbord, smorgasbord. After the gates are shut. Each night when the lights go out, it can be found on the ground, all around. That's where a rat can
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up. Right this way, ladies and gentlemen. Right this way.
Boarding a trucker can down at the county fair, man. Strolling along the midway, hand in hand. The gal with the corn dog, his hair on her back, y'all. 14 sugared up children and a Marlboro fanny pack. There's dirt bikes a-screaming, tarot card reading. And the poor old fair queen's got buck teeth this year. There's Hoosier corner boiling, tilt-a-whirl riders hurling. And the bored carny workers making eyes at the girls. If we can remember where we park, we'll get home just after dark. Burping up pork chops, cussing about all the dough we drop. Dreaming, sweet dreaming of our trip back next year.
We got a man back here that says all the way from Wisconsin, and or Michigan, I mean, and knows that Wayne Webster real well. He's going to tell stories about him soon as sales go. All right. Too bad, Wayne. Now back 45, boys will be Angus right here. $92, Danny Green.
All right, that was County Fair by Corporal Robot Lips. Tim Murray,
Sorry, Frankie, that might have been like the remix version because the Smorgasbord song was in there. And that might have been like the side B, like a remix that he did that I wasn't aware of.
I got to be honest with you, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sometimes some of my guests come on the show and they tell me they hear things and, I'm none the wiser, so. That's the way it is as a host. And, we do have certain standards here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. And I think with your first track there, sir, you have exceedingly let me down on every single standard that we do have. So
wow.
I appreciate that.
Wow. Well, I'll have to pass that information along to the artist. I mean, I'm just a purveyor of the art, if you will. I think that's the right word.
Okay.
But, yeah, I do. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm going to try to save the moment here, and I'm actually going to move on from the county fair to a little band called Tubob Crew, which I believe is South African or some shit. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. But this is a song called Bamana Nia. Don't ask me what that means either, Tim Murray. Do you know what Bamana Mia means, Tim Murray?
Yeah. You're playing Two Live Crew next?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think that was their follow-up album to Pop That Pussy, I think.
Pop That Pussy. We're going to ask 412 about that after we come back, actually.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll do that. Coming up next, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. We've got Tubob Crew with Bamana Nia, and we're going to be right back with, I believe, the Project U newsfeed. So, you guys are listening in, 805-856-2808. Yeah, we'll be right back.
right. This is the Project U news feed for March 2nd and the 3rd of 2012, brought to you by Urbachi Press. You guys can go to www.urbachi-press.com to get all your information about that. Today's book of the week is actually In the Absence of Wing by Maria Gornell, just newly released, so you guys can definitely go there and check that out. Definitely good, worth a good read or so. Tim Murray, I wanted to ask you, Tim Murray, what do you think about
Urbachi?
Yes, Urbachi. What do you think about, like, Urbachi grills? And is that how you say that, or is it an Urbachi grill? Or?
I thought it was a Hibachi.
Maybe it's a Hibachi.
I thought so. At least that's how it would be pronounced here, and I would know what somebody was talking about.
Yeah. 412, do you happen to own one of these Hibachi grills that everybody speaks about?
I do, in fact, own one of those grills. That's Andrew Taylor, and they're a good group of people over there. That's great. I didn't realize that she had a book out, so good on her. Yeah.
It's I'm pretty excited on that. I've read her work for a while now, and I dig on it. And actually, the cover of the book was a photo that was taken by her daughter, so that's pretty cool. I think
that is,
I dig
cool.
That.
You know, Frankie, I have a bone to pick with you because I was very disappointed. I was very disappointed that you weren't impressed by the smorgasbord part of the county fair track.
I didn't hear that. Are you hearing these voices as well? Yeah.
I don't hear voices, Frankie. The thing is that that's like the pivotal scene in Charlotte's Web where, you know, the farm animals have to convince Templeton the rat to go with Wilbur to the fair because they need his help, you know. And, they're trying to, like, coerce him with all these, like, promises of, you know, this like, disgusting food and, you know, because they really need him to save his life. And, I mean, don't you cry when you watch Charlotte's Web?
I cry when I think
why.
About Tim Murray. Tim Murray, have you ever been, has anyone ever tried to bribe you with rotten apple cores and bits of tuna fish off of a tin can or anything like that?
Oh, well, I've been bribed on several occasions. And then there, you know.
It's been bribed with gravy, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Milk-based gravy. Gravies, I would say, plural, you know.
Gravies? I didn't know you could pluralize
gravy. Absolutely. I mean, it just depends on the meat that's being cooked, you know. It would change the substance of the gravy itself.
Interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead, Lynn. You had a question for me.
I was just wondering if you were bribed on different occasions, multiple independent occasions with gravy. You could say that he had been bribed with various gravies, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I would agree. Yeah. I concur, I guess.
Interesting point. Getting back to substance, as you were just speaking about there, Tim Murray. I think we're going to go back to your corporal robot lip suckers that you like so much. And what do you think about Jelcom to the Wungle?
Yeah, Jelcom to the Wungle I think would be a wonderful follow-up to Two Live Crew and the County Fair.
Great. All right, it's coming up
it's
next.
It's a sing-along number for any families that are
sing-along
out there. I'm very sorry to step on you.
No,
but,
go ahead.
Yeah,
it
really is a sing-along number for any of the families that may be gathered around the radio, the Victrola.
All right.
Sorry.
Great. Corporal Robot Lips, Jelcom to the Wungle, right here on Draconian Vampire Tunnels, closed for repairs. And we'll be right back.
Perfect.
We got everything you want, honey. We know.
people that you find, whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I want to watch you bleed. Welcome to the jungle, we take it day by day. If you want it, you're gonna bleed, but that's just the price you pay. And you're a very sexy girl who was very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get them for free. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Feel my serpentine. I wanna hear you scream. Welcome to the jungle. It gets worse here every day. You learn to live like an animal in the jungle where we play. If you got a hunger for what you see, you'll take it eventually. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your shining on the knees and on the knees. I'm gonna watch you bleed, ba-ba-na, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And when you're high, you never ever wanna come down. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So down, suck down, so down. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You know where you are, you're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your shining on the knees. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Feel my serpentine. Jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your shining on the knees. In the jungle, down in the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring it, I'm gonna bring it down.
make actually a special genre for that. I actually want you to name three of them that are spaghetti westerns.
Oh, three western movies, spaghetti westerns?
Yes.
Okay, top three. You're narrowing the genre by the spaghetti western.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I would put, Three Amigos, possibly.
Ooh.
But probably number four, because I would want a film like, Jeremiah Johnson, but that doesn't really qualify. I mean, it certainly doesn't qualify as a spaghetti western. Robert Redford.
I have no idea who Jeremiah Johnson is. 412 area code, Wynn Alexander.
Absolutely beautiful.
Do you happen to know Jeremiah Johnson? Have you heard of this person?
No, not really.
Yeah. Hmm.
I would like to talk about interpretive dance now.
Yes, please.
Well, it's actually something I've taken up fairly recently. I've become very, very serious about. I believe it's an art form in and of itself. My therapist seems to think that it's a coping mechanism, is how she
mm-hmm.
describes it. I believe it's a relevant art form. It's not something I take a textbook approach to. It's more of this esoteric sort of approach, if the mood is right and the feeling is right, if the soul is willing, it's not something that could be like on demand, like your monkey dance, it's got to be something spontaneous. And I'd like to get your opinion as both DJ and host, and also Lynn Alexander as an underappreciated writer. I mean, some people are bad-mouthing her on my show, but I would like to get your input on interpretive dance as a valid art form.
You know what? I think I'm going to take this one, Lynn. There's only one way to give you an interpretation, and my suggestion, sir, is, the only way to say it is to do it. Elvin Bishop, Traveling Shoes. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I want to see you in.
Me
playing, you know, like in the old Three Stooges film shorts, you know, they'd play Pop Goes the Weasel for Curly, man. He'd go ape shit when he heard that song. He'd start whipping the shit out of, you know, all the appliances in the kitchen.
That can happen. It has been known to happen before, you know. Let me ask you, Tim Murray, what sort of kitchen appliances and furniture get broken when you do your interpretive dancing?
Oh, I don't break anything because this is a rental, you know, and I want my security deposit back. So, to try to jump around a whole lot, and you know, that's why I used to do it in the living room, but the carpet there kind of, you know, stops me up from free flow of the idea and the moment and the movement at the time. So I moved to the floor in the kitchen, you know, slick, you know, and I get my socks here and pretty much do whatever I want, and I pretty much steer clear of anything. Microwave oven, toaster, and things have gone to the floor. However, no damage has been reported.
Thankfully. I have to say that Elvin Bishop, that was the very first time that I heard that, and thanks to Tim Murray, he has broadened my musical horizons for the day. I appreciate that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and how about we go with another one of Corporal Robot Lips?
I'm sure he'd be delighted.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. How about Gory Days? How about that?
Gory Days, yeah.
All right, coming up next, Corporal Robot Lips, Gory Days. Right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I will go ahead and mention that we do have 13 minutes left of live streaming. Number to call in, as always, 805-856-2808. And, yeah, we'll be right back.
Hey, kids, it's time for Counting with Bruce Springsteen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All right. What did I get up to?
Yeah.
was Mutt with Advance Money. Before that, of course, we heard Corporal Robot Lips with Gory Days. Tim Murray, what do you think Corporal Robot Lips would think of getting an advance paycheck for his next appearance in Ohio or Indiana or wherever he happens to frequent these days?
Oh, I think he would. Oh, that. I'm sorry, but that last number, the instrumental, really put me in a sort of meditative place.
Put you in a gory daze, did it? Is that what it did?
I don't know, man. It's like it was like you switched gears. You know, you went from gory daze, and then it went off under this land. You know, where I could see over the rooftops of the houses. You know, and little snowflakes coming down on a March night in Indiana.
Yeah, been smoking some Ginsburg, haven't you? You've been smoking.
Yeah,
some
you know, as a matter of fact, the neighbor lady here. She sells Avon, and somebody in the middle of the night, like report this on your radio show, in the middle of the night, she has a flagpole in her front yard about 10 feet tall, and they took it apart into two pieces and stole the American flag off of it and left the POW flag laying on the ground out there, the wet ground. And they took the American flag and they made off into the night with it. Hasn't been seen. Local authorities are on it, detectives, and I'd like to get to the bottom of this.
Well, you know what? We can go ahead and put out an APB on the show right now. Anyone with any information as to whereabouts of the American POW flag that Tim Murray is describing here, please get in touch with
contact the Valparaiso Public Library.
There you go.
But
please do that.
Corporal Robot Lips would be more than happy to take an advance on. I can speak for him on this. An advance on a sort of Midwestern tour, if you will. And
what kind of, I mean, does he accept barters or is it just?
Oh, he's not a cash only type of guy. He's no capitalist. I mean, he's willing to barter. You know, we've done business in the past.
And what kind of items does he usually take for trade? What would he be up for negotiation with?
Green and gold, you know, something.
Yeah, this is important information that people have to know. So,
yeah, keep that.
Yeah, take
in mind.
This more seriously, Tim Murray. You gotta take it more seriously.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm trying. I'm doing my best. Doing my best, I really am. But that instrumental track, who was that man?
That was Mutt, M-U-T-T, a little song called "Advance Money."
Yeah. Advanced money for Corporal Robot Lips to come and play in Ohio or Indiana or Illinois or the fine state of Michigan or the province of Ontario, possibly, or maybe even New Mexico. Who knows what's in the future, you know?
Yeah. Well, there you go. I believe we have a couple. I think actually we've got one more track from Corporal Robot Lips. And I believe this is called Wham, is that correct?
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared to play this, actually. I really, really am. But we're going to do it. Right here on the Draconia Vampire Tunnel is Closed to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug, you put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain goes bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. But something's bugging you, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go-go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go. Take me dancing tonight. I want to hit that high, yeah, yeah. You take the gray skies out of my way. You make the sun shine brighter than Doris Day. Turn a bright spark into a flame. My beats per minute have never been the same. 'Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cool. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go-go, 'cause I'm not planning on the going solo. Wake me up before you go-go. Take me dancing tonight. I want to hit that high, yeah.
You still spaced out, Tim Murray?
Oh, I feel good. I feel really good. I feel really good. I had a question for you. I saw it, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah. I feel that way completely tonight. I think all the questions have been answered mostly, though. We are in after hours right now, so basically it's just you and myself at the moment.
Well, but our archive listeners...
Yeah, sure.
Go finish your thought, Frankie. Archive listeners.
No, I was going to say our archive listeners would be interested in your question there.
Oh, yeah, my question. You have the upgraded package where you can upload all those songs and have an hour on the radio and all that?
We do, yes. At the Literary Underground, we certainly do.
Now, is there any way, are you hiring Blog Talk Radio hosts? Because I was on Red Fez, I've been on Red Fez since 2010, as I said before, and I have that generic free thing where it's 30 minutes on the show, 15 in overtime, and I can only load 3 tracks, you know, and they won't upgrade, and I've been trying to build a headquarters and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, they won't pay
I think we
bill.
Are hiring. I believe that we are looking for a toll booth operator right in front of the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, as a matter of fact. So
wow.
I believe that position's wide open, sir. I would encourage you to apply for that.
Do you have, like, an online application? Or do I have to
No, actually, it's a streamlined process. What we like to do is we just like to have a what we like to call a sit and greet. And we actually just gauge you from there. There are 3 different criteria, one being physical prowess, being physical prowess. Basically, you have to have won at least 1 Olympic gold medal.
No, okay.
I'm sorry, we have high standards here. We have high standards.
No, that's fine. I have that, actually.
Oh, good, good. And what event was that, sir?
It was the double Ferris wheel operation that was briefly a winter Olympic event in 1984, the Los Angeles Games. It was like a trial run in 84, and, you know, I made the U.S. team after the Pan American Games, and my handling of the double Ferris wheel controls was, you know, swept the Pan Am Games. I got pulled the bronze out of there. And they said, you know, we're going to put you through to Los Angeles. I went for it, and, you know, the gold was mine. It was just one of those shining moments where, you know, the Russian team faltered, the Bolivians weren't up to snuff, and I just rolled right on through, you know, ran that double Ferris wheel. And here I am today, you know, applying for this toll booth position, and you said, well, hey, physical prowess, you need a gold medal. I'm sorry our standards are high. I said, no, I've already got that base covered.
Well, it sounds like it, and you know what? I think you're hired. I think you're hired.
Wow. Yeah, I got a question. Now, is there room for, like, growth? Like, you know, say you retired from the radio or something like that, and they would post, like, a job opening in the lunchroom?
We here at the Draconian Vampire Tunnel like to compare this position to that of the migrant workers of Albuquerque, Phoenix, Southwest region. Basically, you get those kind of benefits.
Have you ever met Cesar Chavez?
I have. On Avenida Cesar Chavez, actually.
What's that?
I think that's an avenue.
Hey, we talk a lot about food on Red Fez Radio, and I was just wondering, I mean, I really don't want to open up a can of worms with you here, Frankie, but we are in the OT. I really feel bad asking this because I know this can take off like wildfire. You know, you start stomping on it, it's just not going to go out. But, you know, Long John Silver's, have you eaten at the Albuquerque? I'm sure they have a store or two.
I haven't seen a Long John. Is there a Long John Silver's in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
35th and San Mateo.
Wow, somebody knew that, like, right off the... Is that,
right
is
off
that,
the
like,
top
the
of their
fact
head.
Finding team? That's your fact-finding?
Yes, that's the fact-finding team of the evening.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing. And do you eat there often?
We do hire those. Like we said, we like to keep that kind of information under the table. You know, you understand. You understand. You know, don't want certain government authorities knowing about our extra employees. You know. Anyway, we're going to keep moving. We're going to go with Two Bob Crew, since we're talking about workers and we're talking about employees and what have you. This is Two Bob Crew. A little song called Hang Tan. Not ten, but tan. And
surfing music. And yeah. Surf music.
Yes. I would like to hear you interpretive, hear your interpretive dance for this track, actually.
Close your eyes and watch.
All right, here we go. Everybody listen with your eyes. Two Bob Crew, Hang Tan.
Thank you.
was a beautiful, beautiful interpretive dance there, Tim Murray.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Two Live Crew has really changed direction since, like, the late 80s or early 90s. I mean, they've gone into this, you know, this really, you know, meditative, trance-like music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you hear the banjo in there? I think there's a banjo in there.
I heard a little duck, too, like a rubber duck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of stuff happens here in Draconia Vampire Tunnel, which is still closed for repairs. I believe this is about it, the end of the evening. This is about the end of the battle for me and you, Tim Murray. It's been a long, drawn-out affair.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I was really, like, injured in any way. I feel, you know, I feel really relaxed now, and I thank you for having me on as a guest, and... yeah, you keep going forth, young man. Go forth and, you know,
We will, but you're not off the hook just yet, sir. You know, toll booth operator, the Draconia Vampire Tunnel, it's closed for repairs, that requires certain hosting duties as well for the show. So
yes,
may have to discuss that. We'll get your schedule fixed. We'll get that posted on the bulletin board by next week sometime, so...
Yeah, thank you. Just send me a postcard, and I got traffic backed up the turnpike here. I'm having a problem giving out the proper change.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you go ahead and take care of that. Be sure to get that squared away. We don't want anybody that has any sort of complaints about our toll booth operators. Absolutely, Tim Murray. Thank you very much for coming on the program. Really appreciate
Thanks
that.
Thanks for having me. XOXO.
And XO. All right. We're going to end the show with one last song. I promised it earlier, and we're going to go ahead and end it with Gnarls Barkley. This is actually a Radiohead cover. Song is entitled Reckoner, and it's live with none other than Danger Mouse. You guys have been listening to the Draconia Vampire Tunnel. It's closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be back next Tuesday, 10 p.m. Western Standard Time, 11 p.m. Mountain, 12 a.m. Central Standard Time, and, of course, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as always. Thank you, and good night.